Well, we were not happy because this is a case that is about 2 years old. One of the very many trumped up charges that I have faced over the years. I have to inform you, James, that in the uncountable number of charges that have been placed against me, including many of a capital nature, of which if I was sentenced would lead to a death sentence, I have been charged with several of those, including terrorism, including rape, including illegal possession of guns and so on. Of all those uncountable number of cases, has the prosecution ever established a prima facie case that I have to defend myself against? So very clearly, these are just trumped up charges, completely without any iota of evidence. But the intention is to cripple us by keeping us in court, taking away our time that we would be using to do other things, spending a lot of money with legal services and, other costs of being in court endlessly, and certainly keeping us generally harassed so that we don't concentrate on whatever else we would be concentrating on. So this is just political persecution. It has nothing to do with prostitution.
Dr. Besigye, what do you make of the government explanation for calling for the postponement? That is that the witnesses have been deployed in other places and therefore is unable to bring them to court.
Well, I think the excuse was even the most annoying, most ridiculous, because the prosecutor said that his witnesses would have been policemen who unfortunately have been deployed to guard the non-aligned movement and the G77 conferences. These conferences ended about 4 days ago. All the guests of those conferences left a long time ago. So clearly, they couldn't have been guarding something that is no longer there. But, they just want to say something to simply keep up the case going on and on and on.